Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Really?
You guys know that song?
Yeah.
It's a very popular song. It's recited by children all across the country, if not the world, every single day. But I and probably you will never think of that song in the same way after one dumb racist fraternity at Oklahoma University co-opted the melody and replaced it with this. That's it right there. There'll never be an N-word in SAE. I don't want to be in your fraternity anyway. Anyway, it's seen. That's it. The video went viral over the weekend, just as we were all basking in the glow of a very moving tribute to the heroes who risked their lives on the Edmund Pettus Bridge 50 years ago. The first video showed the backs of the students on a bus, young men in tuxedos, young women in formal dresses. Then on Monday, a new video from a different angle turned up, showing some of the faces of the young men believed to be students from OU and members of the Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity. They sound mighty happy, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Are there any black members?
I saw an interview in which
there are, but not on this bus. Not on this bus. There are some black members, but not at the university. Oklahoma University President David Boren told me last night on CNN that the young lady who recorded that video, this is what he said, and turned it over to the university, is under university protection now. Boren also said the fraternity and his members are no longer welcome on campus, and he kicked them off, removed the letters from the fraternity house, and he said he even buy them bus tickets to get out of Dodge.
We're examining the 1964 Civil Rights Act right now, Title VI, and we're trying to determine if we have enough evidence and if we can meet the federal standards to prevail in court. And if so, we'll take action.
Taking action, that action would probably mean expulsion from the school. Oklahoma star linebacker Eric Stryker told me he feels betrayed.
These guys, some of them, not all of them, that feel this way after the game, they're smiling, they're taking pictures with us, shaking our hands, giving us hugs. And the fact that some of them feel that way behind closed doors when we're not around really, you know, hurts us.
He was the young man who went off on a video that went viral, and then he apologized for using the bad words, but not for the sentiment. Stryker wants this to be a learning opportunity for not only for OU, but for the country. He may be a bigger person than many of us just because he said, you know, he wants them to, for it to be a learning opportunity. I want the idiots to be outed and kicked off the campus. If you're happy and you know that, clap your hands.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Amen, brother.
That's a good one. Don Lemon.
Wow.
Great commentary.
There you go, man.
Want to get kicked off? Clap your hands.